You didn't think I was done yet, did you? Collective groan. We gotta thank some people. We got a little wrap-up thing we gotta do, where I thank a lot of people and I schmooze people and eventually we all cry at the end or something like that. I like doing these things at the end of the season. So, let's get to it. We gotta thank some people and we gotta express our gratitude and do all that fun stuff. So let's get to it. With that being said, good morning again, Daniel Valdez. Again, it's a pleasure and honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for listening. Super appreciate it. Very nice of you to be tuning in today. Made a list. I hope I didn't forget anybody. If I did, I am very sorry for that. So let's get to it. We got to thank some people who've supported us all year long, who've tolerated us all year long, who've put up with us all year long. I say that in jest mostly. So we let's get to it. Let's thank some people and some organizations and people that have helped us out this season. I want to thank Music for All and Bands of America staff over there for letting us. Hey, we don't get the access that we get unless they sign off on it and they're okay with it. So we've been working with them for a very, very long time. I mean, all the way back when, you know, the live blog was just starting off, when, you know, we were still purchasing tickets to get to events and stuff like that. They were the ones that kind of gave us a chance. And over the years, we've developed relationships with their events staff and their front office staff, and they've been good to us ever since. So, just thank you so much to Music for All and Bands of America for allowing us to attend the events, all the BOA events this year. Well, as many as we could in person, and the Grand National Championships as well. They did a phenomenal job this year. You have no idea what it was like to get back in the saddle of things and get back into the groove and start running contests again, especially when we're coming off a pandemic year and things were especially difficult. A lot of programs, you know, half of their programs didn't really know what the whole competitive marching season was about. So, just congratulations to Music for All and Bands of America. Thank you for letting us thanks for letting us hang around this season. We really appreciate it. And y'all are fantastic. And hopefully we can do it again next year. We gotta thank the UIL, the University Interscholastic League. Their staff was absolutely amazing this year. Imagine that. Imagine trying to put on all six conferences for Texas State Marching Contest. That's like, I don't know, roughly 7 billion marching bands in the state of Texas that they had to deal with this season, not just through the region contest, but through area contest as well. And then getting everybody into the Alamo Dome, 2 weeks worth of just, you know, awesome marching band stuff and coordinating everybody and doing, you know, working with limited, with limited space at the Alamo Dome. Remember, there was a vaccination station camped out in Lot B. So entire so the a lot so think about that. Think about a third of your parking space, whether it's for buses or whether it's for pit equipment or whether it's for spectator parking. And imagine a third of that going away, completely going away. So they did an incredible job getting everything organized and coming up with solutions and options during the Alamo Dome state contest events. They were incredible. They treated us so well. It was awesome to see. So thank you, Dr. Kent. Thank you, Becca. Thank you to everybody who helped us out, who gave us the time of day, who, you know, said hello or talked to us or let us eat dinner with them. Like, we ate dinner with the UIL staff. You know, Dr. Kent was sitting right next to us and we're just throwing ideas at him. I know he's tired and we're just throwing ideas. Hey, you know what we should do? We should do this. And another thing, and of course, we're saying all of this with like a half a mouthful of banana pudding. And it was a quite interesting conversation to say the least. So thank you to the UIL staff. You all did a phenomenal job. You crushed it this season. Congratulations. And I hope you're earning a rest because you all definitely deserve it. We got to thank some people at Box 5 TV. Tim and Robin, you guys were awesome. The product that you all put out there, the product that was released by Box 5 TV was incredible. Sound quality, picture quality, customer service if something happened on your or something happened. I mean, what an incredible accomplishment. every BOA regional, all of UIL state contests. And by the way, they still have stuff to do. They're still doing Florida state contests. They're still doing Arizona contests and stuff like that. So you can still, there's still Marching Man going on, going on Box 5 TV. So continue checking it out. But those two and their staff and their camera crew and all those people that worked at the event, they treated us like family. I really mean that. And what I mean by that is they gave us equal amounts of praise and equal amounts of hard times. Like it was, it really felt like that. There were times when we were making fun of each other left and right. And there were times when, you know, we were sitting down and we're sitting down with the camera crew and stuff. And they're asking us questions about, you know, different programs and how things work here in the state. And we're asking them about, you know, the types of equipment they use and the hardest parts of their job and stuff like that. Tim and Robin took care of us this season. They were the ones to make sure that we had the type of access that we needed to the BOA events. They were the ones who took care of us when we needed to blog events virtually. Not every BOA event was attended by a live in-person nerd. So were sometimes due to travel restrictions or whatever, or just, you know, whatever came up. There were times when we had to do that stuff virtually, and they hooked us up with accounts that were able to, so that we were able to blog that stuff from the comfort of our own home. So they helped us out a ton. They asked a bunch of questions. They asked for feedback. They were always receptive to anything that we said. They were just a pleasure to work with. They were absolutely, they're absolutely awesome at what they do. You could tell they really care about getting the right shot and making sure everything works perfectly, because they know that that product is being seen by so many people. You all did fantastic. You treated us like family. You never once treated us like an outsider. You welcomed us with open arms. And for that, we are eternally grateful. So thank you to everybody at Box 5 TV and Tim and Robin. Thank you so much for putting up with us this season. Just thank you so much. We gotta thank the folks at Marching Arts Education. We gotta thank Mr. Tim Hinton for guiding us along with the live spots and the little podcasts that we did. That was definitely something new. So the first week or two was a little interesting, because it was something that, you know, we're trying to get technology right, and we're trying to do live spots at the stadium, and we're coming in to do quick little deals with podcast stuff of the week ahead and what happened the previous week and stuff like that. And, you know, we were happy to help with that stuff. So thank you, Tim Hinton. And thank you to everybody at Marching Arts Education for being so supportive and letting us, you know, be on camera or be on microphone or whatever we needed to do to make sure that y'all's product was a great product as always. So just thank you to everybody at Marching Arts Education. We appreciate it. I got to thank my friends. And by friends with a Z, I mean my nerds with a Z. The live bloggers this season, we know all of them. We've known them for a long time. And they were incredible. When Box 5 came up to us earlier in the year and they asked, you know, hey, we want you all to like blog the season. And we asked, well, how much of the season do you want blogged? And they said everything. When that happened, you know, I jumped up on top of the mountain, Mount Olympus, and I had the horn. I had the nerd's horn, and I just nerd's horn, nerds assemble. And everybody crawled out and they wiped the crust off their eyes and they looked to the suns. And I said, follow me to the land of band. And they all showed up and they absolutely owned this season. All my Midwest friends, all the Southeast friends, everybody that we knew, we called them all in. We asked them to help us out with whatever they could, whether they could travel in person or whether they could do it virtually. And they said yes every single time. They are my friends. They are my buddies for life. I love them to death. Thank you so much to the blog nerds, the TexasBands.com live blog people that were in the stands or doing things home virtually, doing 100% positive commentary. There were over 500 performances that we did just the last 2 weeks of the season. I don't even want to calculate how many we did for the entire year, because I may pass out just hearing the number, but I would be safe to say we probably did don't know, just hundreds and hundreds more. And none of that would have been possible without our friends' help and their willingness to share their talents, their knowledge with the world, with the marching band arts world. And just thank you so much to my buddies who helped us out with that and helped us make our dream come true. Thank you so much, guys, and people and friends and everything. We got to thank all the staff and directors that we interacted with this season. It was more than ever before. The staff would message us or come up to us in the stands or shake our hands and stuff like that. Directors, same thing. Just giving us praise, letting us know, hey, we appreciate what you said about the program. The kids loved it. Everybody who screenshotted that stuff and sent it off to the programs or, you know, shared my recordings. I mean, whatever y'all did, just thank you so much for, thank you so much for that support. And that's always a little badge of, validation. Anytime a director comes up to us and they say, hey man, we appreciate what you said. Thanks a bunch. So trust me, that's never lost on us. We love all those interactions. So just thank you to all the directors and staff for all the band programs. Got to thank the parents. The parents are probably our biggest fans. And for those of you who don't know, and I usually don't share this information because, I mean, whatever, because I don't know, I don't consider myself any sort of social media personality. I really don't. But the majority of my audience for this particular podcast or for the blogging stuff like that, it's parents. It's parents that want, they want the validation and they want the praise to come from somewhere other than the program. They're gonna get it from the directors and staff, and they're gonna get it from the parents, and they want to see it from an impartial entity, and that has been so true over the years. It's something that we obviously take big. We notice it a lot. And when the parents come up to us and say, you know, thank you for talking about my, I mean, it, not just as the band, not just, hey, talking about, thanks for talking about my band. Like, no, thanks for talking about my son. He was the soloist. I had so many messages this season about, you know, talking about, you know, thank you so much. It meant a lot to my son. It meant a lot to my daughter. It meant a lot to my child that you said something specific on the blog or on this recording or whatever. And that means a lot to us. It does. And we see you guys screenshotting stuff. We see you guys sharing our photos and stuff like that. Make sure to tag us. we see all that stuff. Trust me, we see everything. And every time we see it, it's like another little another validation, another badge of honor that we get to put on our sleeve, knowing that people appreciate the product and that parents know that there are people in this world that think their kids are rock stars. And that's the absolute truth. So I want to thank all the parents who shared our stuff and sang our praises all year long. We really appreciate it. Just thank you so much. Marching members, students, I said it before this season, during the season, and I will say it after the season. I'll say it right again, right now. You are my heroes. You are. Everything you did this season, all the challenges you faced, everything that you did, you are my heroes. You are. Thank you for your incredible performances. Thank you for your wonderful programs. Thank you for taking this year and really seizing it. And it really felt like that on the field. It felt like a lot of the marching members were not taking the season for granted. They weren't taking the results for granted. Nothing was being taken advantage of. Everything was very much in the moment. Everything felt live. It felt genuine. So just congratulations to all the marching members, and thank you so much for your support personally. Thank you for sharing the social media posts. Thank you for sharing the live blog. Thank you for sharing my recordings and the damn podcast and all that fun stuff. Just thank you for sharing that. And thank you for interacting. And thank you for picking my brain and asking all sorts of questions and all sorts of stuff. I pretty much read everything. and it was a little difficult to get back to you all as the season progressed because it got so busy, but I just know that I see everything. I read everything, and it's always humbling. So just thank you so much for your support, and just thank you for your wonderful performances, and you people are the heroes, I promise you, and I will never let you forget that. All right, closing thoughts. personal closing thoughts. This year was easily the busiest fall that I've ever experienced in the 15 or 16 years that I've been doing blogging stuff and having some sort of social media presence and whatever. I know I kind of say this every year, but I especially mean it this year. The response, the support that I received personally and that TexasBands.com has received as a whole far exceeded any sort of expectations we had or I had. The amount of support, not just sharing the podcast, not just screenshotting the comments, not just sharing the photos, but people just saying, hey, how was your day? Are you doing okay? You look a little tired. Everything cool? Those types of things meant so much to me. So much. Because I got to be honest, it got really tough the last 2 weeks. Like, granted, I took vacation from work, and I was, work was taking care of me there. But for people to reach out and ask, you know, if everything's cool and, you know, hey, what do you need? Is everything great? You know, just checking up on me. I mean, my goodness, I wasn't expecting that. And yeah, I've got people in my corner. I've got friends who, you know, constantly do that, and I'll love them forever. But just having random strangers go like, hey, you know, everything cool? You doing all right? You look a little tired. You should get some sleep. Trust me, I tried. I tried. It was very difficult for me to get that, considering the schedule that we were holding to. It was easily the busiest of the fall. I would also say it was the most rewarding. I got to experience. I got to experience a level of attention that I had never experienced in this activity before. And to be very honest, I wasn't really prepared for that. I wasn't. I kind of do these things as just like, you know, I don't want to say it's like a throwaway thing, but I'm not sitting here checking stats or views or viewer engagement or duration. None of that stuff really matters to me. I'm going to say what I want to say. And that's really the end of it. And hopefully people get some sort of information out of it, or they get something out of it that maybe they hadn't thought of before. But with that being said, I could definitely tell that this thing has kind of taken off. and that's very humbling, because I didn't expect that. I don't expect a lot. it was quite an interesting season. Doing the live spots for the BOA broadcast and the UIL broadcast, I was on camera way more than I expected, which I don't have a problem with. I really don't. I can get up in front of anybody and just start spouting stuff and, you know, whatever. If they want to kick me out, great. But so it was incredible. I think the term labor of love came up more often this season than ever before, because I mean, it was a lot of work. It is a lot of work, but I've never shied away from that. I don't like shying away from that, because I know now that there is a responsibility that we have with Texas Bands and myself to make sure that people understand the activity a little bit more when we're done talking, and that the students feel like rock stars, that they feel that they are valued, that their music education is valued, that it is worth something. And it absolutely is. And I have no problem putting that on my shoulders. We have no problem putting that on our shoulders to make sure that everybody knows that what they're doing is so important, especially now. So, I mean, It was, like I said, I didn't expect to be on camera that much. And I have zero problem with it. I am not complaining in any sort of way whatsoever. For everyone that I met, for everyone that checked up on me for every person, you know, all the parents that I said hello to, all the students that said hi, whether I was running around the stadium or we were just sitting down eating something or whatever. Every single person that I interacted with, every single person that I talked to, your support and your praise and your kind words and your wonderfulness helped me get through this season. You really did. And I will never take that for granted. I will never not be double negative, whatever. I will always be grateful and I will always be thankful for every single, even just good job. Great. I will take that. I will store that in the vault, and I will use that to fuel more nerdiness in the future. I can't thank you enough for everything that you all have done for Texas bands and for what you've done for me personally. I am eternally thankful for everybody that helped me along the way. I'm eternally thankful for every single person that gave me praise and that gave me the time of day. You know, for Tim and Robin and Tim and Daniel and Courtney and those folks that hey, come on, get on camera, put the microphone on, let's do this. I was ready to go. I was ready to kick the doors in and let's get nerdy. Let's get real nerdy. Let's get nerdy in a way that's never been done before. And let's let the world know that we're here and we're going to make this work, and it's going to be fun and it's going to be exciting and we're going to kick the doors in. That's exactly what we did this season. And I'm so thankful for everybody that made that happen. There's a donate button at the bottom. I want to talk about that very briefly, and then I swear to God, I'll go away. All the donations, 100% of donations to TexasBands.com, that takes care of server costs. It takes care of blogging, client costs. It takes care of stuff on the back end. We do not take 1 cent from the donations. All those donations go straight to maintaining the website, maintaining blogging, client costs, and stuff like that. We don't take a cent from them. The travel stuff, we do all the travel stuff on our own. We take care of that out of our own pocket. But the donation stuff, that is 100% going to TexasBands.com. So if you liked what you saw this season, if you liked what you heard this season, by all means, click that donate button. I'm going to put it in the link tree. I'm going to put it in the descriptions for this podcast on anchor.fm and the YouTube channel. I'm going to do all that stuff. But I sincerely hope that you all click that donate button and donate whatever you can. We'd love to continue to do this, but we need your help. We need your support. We need your love, and we need your dollars to make sure that we can continue doing the live blog stuff in the future and maintain the wonderful community that we've set up on the Texas Bands forums. I am done here. I am going to get some sleep. I'm still recovering. But I will talk to you all soon. There's still going to be stuff. We're going to do WGI stuff, probably not a live blog or anything, but we'll do photos and stuff because people love that stuff. And, you know, we'll talk soon. No big deal. There's still stuff to talk about. We got DCI stuff. We got WGI stuff. We got off-season stuff. And we'll talk about that stuff very soon, but until then, I'm going to bed. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for all of your support. And I will talk to you very, very, very soon. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Adios. Bye-bye.